If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What is going on? Welcome to episode 123 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, and there is no Player 2 tonight. I'm so sorry. Don't worry. Next Tuesday, we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming. So tonight, it's just me, but we got a lot of stuff to talk about. So we're gonna jump into this thing. That music you just heard was from On Being Human. You can check them out on Spotify and YouTube. They do a lot of great Nintendo covers. So if you like some rock and roll, and you like GoldenEye, and that's Zelda we're listening to right there. That's Zelda 2, Link's Adventure. A lot of good stuff from them. That's On Being Human. Check them out. This is an unofficial Nintendo podcast. All right. And, we got a couple ads. Okay. So first ads from audibletrial.com/NPC. There you can get yourself a free book from Audible. All right. I recommend books like Blood, Sweat, and Pixels, Ready Player One, Console Wars, all excellent, excellent choices. That's audibletrial.com/NPC. The chair I'm sitting in, the gaming chair I'm sitting in, is from OP Seat. If you go to n64josh.com/OP Seat, you automatically save $10 at checkout. They have a Master Series and a Grandmaster Series. I can explain the difference real quick because I have a lot of people ask. The Master Series is just narrower than the Grandmaster Series. So depending on the size of human you are, if you're a large human, then you want to get the Grandmaster. If you're not a large human, then you can probably go with the Master Series. So there's the difference. That's n64josh.com/OP Seat. They got a back to school sale going on right now. So go check that out. All right. Also, my book, The Beginner's Guide. Nope, that's not it. The actual name is The Gamer's Guide to podcasting, right? If you want to start your own podcast, go to n64josh.com/podcast book. There you can check out, there's audio version. There's a version with all kinds of DLC from tips and tricks from other creators. It's n64josh.com/podcast book. All right.
Hey, listen.
We do this show live, twitch.tv/n64josh, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I want to say what's up to iDreamin, Dolby, Kirby Geek, Yikum, C7 Colors, Lumberjoke, Music Man Todd. The chat is making me laugh tonight. Pudding, Shell Shock Prime, everybody, Mr. Cool Red Luigi, Nightcrawler, Super Nintendad. I see so many people, guys. Thank you for being here with me tonight. I do appreciate it. And keep the jokes coming. Keep them coming. I have changed up my streaming schedule every day in the morning, starting at 4 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 7 a.m. Eastern. I'm streaming on Twitch 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Okay. Saturday mornings, we're still doing the classic runs. Get this, guys. You're not going to believe this. This is an announcement of the ages. Are you ready? I not only completed Doom on the hardest difficult, well, the hardest difficulty you can play from the beginning. I completed Doom. I also completed Castlevania on the NES Classic. Guess which game was harder? Are you ready? You ready for this? Yeah, Castlevania, way harder than Doom. way harder than Doom. So, rolled credits on two games. Nobody believes it. Not even the chat. Nobody believes me. But there's video proof. You can find it on Twitch and YouTube. I did complete two games. So, pretty good times. Pretty good times. we're still doing our first look. That happens Friday mornings, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hoping this week we're going to look at Monster Hunter tonight. We'll probably look at it a little more on Friday morning. And I'm fingers crossed. We're going to be checking out the messenger, and who knows what else will show up. So we like to check out new games on Fridays, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right, let's get to the reviews and impressions.
Here we go.
All right, well, it is now time for the N64 Josh Power Review of Dead Cells, and everybody that tweeted at me or told me, hey, stick with the game, stick with it, Dead Cells gets a 5 out of 5 power gloves. Okay, it does take a little longer to get into this one, so keep that in mind. It does take a little longer, but once you do, it's got its hooks in me, and I just want to keep playing it. I just want to see what the next area is. Really, really enjoying this game, thoroughly enjoying it. So I highly recommend checking it out. That's what 5 out of 5 power gloves means. Check it out. It is worth a purchase. Okay. Check out Dead Cells. It is, it's good stuff. As far as some, other games that I played, on Friday for the first look, interesting titles, not all these games were for me, and that's okay. One of the games that showed up in my inbox last week was a game by the name of Earthworms. Okay. Now, Earthworms is, you're a detective, and it's kind of a point and click adventure. Very mellow, very, very chill. And, you know, not necessarily my type of game, because my type of game is going to have lots of explosions and guns and that kind of stuff. This game is definitely for somebody, you know? So if you're looking for a point and click kind of just chill time, go check out Earthworms on the Switch. You can check out my video on YouTube if you want to see what the game is about. All right. There is a demo for Earthworms also, so you can check it out that way as well. See if you like it before you buy it. All right. Next game I checked out, which I purchased, was Sky Gamblers Storm Raiders. Pretty good dogfighting. It's like it's old school. It's old school. You're not flying jets or anything like that. So it's a little slower paced. It was $10 on the eShop. It does have online, which when I tried to get on, there was not anybody else playing it at that point in time. So, I will be trying that one again, but the controls were good. If you've played Star Wars Battlefront 1 or 2, controls are very similar to that. And if I thought those controls were excellent on those games. So, like I said, the only thing about this one is just a little slower pace than maybe what would be my preference, but still pretty good and worth a look. So next up was Bad North, and this one I purchased, and this is one that I actually should have played. I think I played it for about 30 or 40 minutes, but this is one of those games that gets deeper the further you get into it. And so what initially kind of felt like a tower defense game, just a little different, ended up being so much more. You've got to manage your troops and make sure that they're not, like, you've got one captain over here that's not getting completely wiped out, and maybe you got to send him inside to go heal, and you've got to watch. You've always got to be watching your back and just being very strategic. Pretty fun game. But, you know, you're going to have to spend some time with this one. I think I don't feel like it's one of those games that you just pick up and play for 5-10 minutes. Like you kind of invest a little bit. You may be able just to save your spot and move on. But overall, I would say check out Bad North. I enjoyed it. And lastly, this one was just kind of a joke. Basically shovelware. Toy Stunt Bike Tip Top Trials is on the Nintendo Switch. You can check out the demo. If you've played Trials from Ubisoft, this is really not like it. So don't get your hopes up. You play as a monkey on a motorcycle and you're wearing a top hat. And that's about it. That's you're doing jumps off pencils and things like that. It's quirky and goofy. And of all the games to get a demo, hey, Toy Stunt Bike Tip Top Trials has a demo. Go check it out. Let's get to the news. All right. Well, okay. I hope you guys are ready for this. There's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to talk about. So first off, we're going to dive right into this thing. Pete Hines from Bethesda, talking to IGN, said this about getting games on the Switch. Okay, he says it was hugely popular. We're talking about like Doom, games like that. It's hugely popular. All the stuff we did, I think folks enjoyed and appreciated, and we wanted to make sure to say right up front that this is a title, they're talking about Doom Eternal, that we want to bring to the Switch, and we think it's going to be another awesome experience. So I will have a link to the IGN video you can check out, but things are good between Bethesda and the Switch. And I mean, this is entirely different time, right? You think back a few years ago with the Wii U, and there were literally months at a time that there were no AAA games coming out. And this isn't the case any longer. You got companies like Bethesda putting out excellent games on the Switch. It's really good to see. And now we're seeing day and date Doom Eternal come out alongside the rest of the consoles. That's the plan anyway. So all they did say is for a date is 2019. That's it. They didn't say they wouldn't get any more specific than that. Okay. Next up, talk a little bit about Starlink, and adding Star Fox to Starlink was Nintendo's idea. This is from Nintendo Life. And I believe this also via Kotaku. Okay. And so here's the quote. It says, "We were like, wow, incredible to present to Nintendo. So I did the demo. And at the end of the presentation, I remember one of the representatives asking us, 'Are you okay if I come back with more people?' And we were like, 'Yes, please. We're here to show the game to as many people as we can.' And so they came back 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, and they came back with incredible people. So we had the director of Mario Odyssey was there. And we had the director of ARMS and Mario Kart and more, like, 2 times, 3 times, up to 5 times. And the 5th time they came, it was Reggie, Fils-Aimé, and so on. So I'll let you imagine, we're like, okay, what's happening? And from there, Star Fox was introduced into Starlink, and the rest is history. I've been hearing good things. This game has been on the show floor at Gamescom. I know, I believe listening to Nintendo voice chat, IGN, Zachary Ryan, I believe, was saying he really, really enjoyed this game. And I think his exact quote or close to it was, "This was the Star Fox game that Star Fox Zero should have been." So it seems like it's turning out to be a pretty good game. And he didn't even play. You can go back and listen to their podcast, but he didn't even play as Star Fox. So kind of interesting that he was enjoying it that much. And I'm hopeful. I'm looking forward to it. I hope it is good. All right. This was kind of exciting news. Monday was crazy. All right. There was so much going on, so much news. And then today we had a ton of stuff as well, but a lot of game announcements. This one is not confirmed for the Switch yet. Okay. We don't know if it's coming to the Switch, but everybody's kind of assuming it is. Okay. So Lizard Cube and Dotemu are the studios behind Wonder Boy. Okay. It's on the Switch. You get it digitally. And then they release a physical version a little later. they're bringing us Streets of Rage 4. So again, no confirmation that it's coming to the Switch, but because we saw Wonder Boy, pretty good chance. As hot as the Switch is right now, they're going to want to bring it to the Switch. And this next tweet from FDG Entertainment explains why. Okay. I'm just going to read you guys the tweet from FDG Entertainment. Blossom Tales. Nintendo Switch sales have now surpassed Steam sales by a factor of 20. We are incredibly thankful to everyone who bought the game, and no matter on which of the platforms, but Nintendo of America community really was the turnaround for this beautiful game. So this is crazy. This is crazy. And Kirby Geek is saying that it is on sale right now as well. So sales on the eShop of Blossom Tales, 20 times higher than on Steam. That's nuts. That's nuts. And she's saying it's $10 right now. So if you want to be able to pick up Blossom Tale, you want to keep supporting this game, if you haven't checked it out yet, it is very much a, from what I've seen, I haven't played it yet, but from what I've seen, it looks a lot like A Link to the Past. So if you're into that style of game, go and check it out. Cannot believe 20 times that of Steam. That number is crazy to me. So, but congrats to them. I mean, it's really, you know, it's really good to hear, especially since, you know, we often talk about like the eShop and people finding games and this and that. And, you know, lo and behold, some of these games are doing really, really well. So let's see. Fox and Socks says awesome game. Bought it when it came out. Very Zelda-like indeed. So there you go. This cracks me up, guys. Crash Bandicoot has fallen from the number one spot in the UK charts after 8 straight weeks. What? 8 straight weeks. Crash Bandicoot has been number one in the UK. And finally, how the mighty has fallen. Crash has crashed. Yes. So there you go. It was finally dethroned, but 8 weeks, it stayed at number one in the UK charts. I thought it was hilarious. If you're in the market for a new 2DS XL, well, then you're in luck, because there is a purple and silver one heading to North America being bundled with Mario Kart 7. It looks good. I like the look of it. You know, I'm a big fan of the new 2DS. I played mine a lot this last weekend. I just needed to recharge the batteries. So I played about 12 hours of Monster Hunter Generations on my 2DS. And I still love this. Like, it's probably one of my, if not my favorite handheld system. Like, obviously the Switch, going, you know, it's like a hybrid, right? But as far as just strictly handheld, so many good memories with the 3DS, 2DS, like, love it. So if you're looking to pick up a new one, comes with a great game, Mario Kart 7. Lots of fun to be had there. Purple and silver. It's a little strange that North America is only seeing this purple and silver one, whereas like in other parts of the world, they're getting like purple and white. They're getting red and black. They're getting a Minecraft one. There's an orange and black, or I'm sorry, a green and black. So it seems like for some reason, North America is only getting the one as of now. Maybe that'll change before the holiday season, but as of now, this is the latest and greatest, purple and silver. All right, the other thing that was announced yesterday, Smash Bros. Limited edition, finally got something, right? When we when the Direct came out for Smash, Europe immediately had this GameCube bundle with GameCube controller bundle. And we were like, what are we getting over here? And there was nothing. We weren't seeing anything. And so finally, yesterday, Smash Bros. Limited Edition comes with a new Pro Controller, which looks gorgeous, but I'm really afraid that the white on this thing is, well, somebody tweeted at me and was like, I mean, the controller looks good, but my Wii remotes look like I can't remember what the exact quote was, but like basically rolled them in Cheeto dust or something like that, or Dorito dust. So, you know, pro tip, guys, if you're going to eat Cheetos, use chopsticks. Okay. That way you can keep your controllers nice and clean. Kirby says, what's wrong with you nerds? So keep your controller clean. Use chopsticks to eat your Cheetos. All right. Pro tip right there to keep your Smash Bros. Controller clean. No, but here's what excites me about this is it. Not only the controller looks really cool, it's also being packaged with a steelbook. So that'll be the third official steelbook that Nintendo has done for the Switch. And the first one being Xenoblade Chronicles 2. And then Mario Kart had an exclusive steelbook at Best Buy last holiday. And so I'm really excited to get my hands on this. Pre-orders are available. Last I had seen, they were already sold out at Best Buy and possibly GameStop. And then Amazon put them out today. And I don't know where it's at right now, but I had a few people tweeting at me after I tweeted that it was live, saying they were able to get their pre-order. One thing worth noting, if you have the Best Buy game. So here's my situation. I have the Best Buy Gamer Club until November. Okay. Well, Smash comes out in December, right? December 7th. So I went into the store and I was like, hey, I want a pre-order. And they're like, well, you're better off just putting down $5 and then paying the remainder when you come in. I'm like, well, my Gamer Club Unlocked is expiring. And so I'd like to just pay for the whole thing and still get the deal. And they're like, well, if you do it in store, there's nothing we can do for you. I was like, okay. All right. So, I was a little bummed out, whatever. Well, I started thinking, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go online. I have everything signed in on my online to bestbuy.com. I go in, I was able to use my, Gamer Club Unlocked at the discounted price. Okay. So if you're in the same boat as me, And your Gamer Club Unlock expires in November, or, you know, before Smash comes out, and you want to get the 20% off on this, just make sure to do your pre-order online. And I believe they don't charge your card. They just authorize the payment, but they won't charge it until the game is shipped and ready to be picked up. So keep that in mind if you want to still be able to get your 20% off on games after your GCU expires. All right. Capcom announces. Oh no. I'm going to try to say this name, but I never thought about it. I'm going to say Onimusha. Chat's going to let me know if I said it right. Warlords Remastered. Again, I'm not sure if I said it right. I've never played this game, but some of the, what I saw from in the Discord and on Twitter, there's a handful of people that are pretty excited about this. A few people are a little bit bummed out because it is going to be digital only. There is no, physical, copy of this. So for Switch anyway, Switch is going to be digital only. So if that's a game you're stoked about, you're going to be able to play the remasters on your Switch. I'm going to look into this a little bit more. It seemed that quite a few people, I was kind of messing with people in the Discord and saying like, oh, I've beat every one of these games. They're like my favorite, but, I've actually never played them at all. I never even heard of them. So, Ted258 from the chat says, I bet the physical release in Japan will have English sub just like Okami HD. So there is, There is a chance. And Nightcrawler is saying it's no wonder Amazon's pre-order didn't go live until after the discount stopped for games. There you go. There you go. So last bit of news, guys, is we had a Nindies showcase today. And it was only about 15 minutes long. Had a handful of games. I felt like the overall response was a little bit, people were a little bit bummed out. I see people in chat saying it was a bad Nindies showcase. I mean, the thing is, we've seen a handful of games from past directs, and we're kind of waiting for them, right? Like, a lot of people were expecting to see that Wargroove was going to be out today. Like, that's what I was predicting. There were a handful of other people predicting that. I know that, you know, with Streets of Rage being announced, there were a handful of people thinking, oh, we might get more info about that. Nope, wasn't the case. And so we did see a handful of games, but one of the things that I took away from the overall, took away from the direct, is there were a lot of just couch co-op or couch multiplayer, not a lot of online multiplayer. And so, which bummed me out a little bit, because some of these games look extremely fun, like they would be a lot of fun to play with a community. The first one being Towerfall. So game looks like a ton of fun. And so, you know, we kind of had discussions in Discord, like, well, maybe it'll come after the fact. Maybe it'll be like an Overcooked scenario, where Overcooked 1 did well and then they did Overcooked 2 and it had online. We really don't know. What bummed me out the most, because people were a little bit shocked that I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get this because it doesn't have online. It doesn't look like a game that a lot of people in my household will be playing. And so I thought my best bet of being able to play this game multiplayer would have been with online. And when I heard that, when I heard them say that it wasn't, it was kind of a bummer. Cool thing about Towerfall, Madeline from Celeste is going to be a playable character. So kind of cool there. If you want to check that out. Of course, Nintendo's got the recap of the Nindies you can see on their YouTube channel. So you can check out some of these games. A game that I was really hoping we would get was Braid. But we did get a game that came out around the same time, not the same developer though. Bastion is going to be making its way over to the Switch. Untitled Goose Game. I really didn't get to see what this game was about, but it looked to intrigue a handful of people. So, you know, keep an eye on this one, because it looks a little goofy. You're a Kirby Geek says you're a jerk goose, and that's it. So there you go. There's your preview for Untitled Goose Game. Into the Breach is available now. You can check that out on the eShop right now. I had Flux from Nintendo, the Nintendo Shack, when I tweeted out, what'd you guys think of the direct? He tweeted back at me and said, Hyper Light Drifter was bae. So he is apparently really looking forward to this one. And then, Nefarious is, also making its way to the Switch. And, so if you are into platformers, there's a lot of these are platformers. There's a handful of platformers, a handful that aren't. And Nintendo Guru says Flux is not a wise man. These are only games that I picked out. There was another game where you, something to do with like being a cat. Yeah, there we go. Kirby says the cat game looked cool too. They showed a lot of games. They showed a handful of games, and then they showed a lot of games really fast. So, go and check it out. Nintendo's announced a lot of games. I saw a few different people tweeting about this. Like, you know, some people were disappointed, like, oh, why aren't we getting this? Why aren't we getting this? Why, when is this? Like, when it comes to games, you always have to remember, you have to be patient. Like, you can't rush these things. If you rush them, like, things don't work, right? And the best example any of you guys that have an Xbox in the Master Chief Collection, that game is still being worked on to this day until they get it right. They're still working on it, right? That was like a close to a launch title for the Xbox One. Still doesn't work to this day. They're still working on it. So be patient with the devs, right? Especially with the indie devs. They are smaller teams. Probably some of them may not have the best funding. Some of them may make these games on the side, right? So it's just be patient. They'll get here eventually. I know it's a bummer because I saw the hype in online for Discord. A lot of people want to play it. Here's from Pudding. This is what he says. He says, I just hate it when they announce a game when it's way not ready. Just do your thing when you are sure you have a release date and announce it. People have been waiting for Wargroove for over a year. Yeah, and the same thing happened with Pocket Rumble. We were stuck waiting for Pocket Rumble. And, you know, Kirby has a response, though. She says, and they're adding way more things than they planned. So, you know, it's good and bad. I mean, it's bad for us because we have to wait. But if they're going to over deliver on the product, then by all means, the more content a game has, the happier people will be. Because we know we live in a time where when a game is thin on content, people get pretty upset about it. So, you know, I would just say err on the side of being patient. And, you know, maybe it would be better if they didn't announce these things so early. But hey, they have. So we just gotta deal with it and play, you know, all the other awesome games that are out. So I Dream of Dolby says, I'm okay with early announcement as long as it doesn't turn into a No Man's Sky situation. Yeah. Yeah. So that too. And as far as games that are coming out, I even saw some people that were like, why didn't we get to see more of the Messenger? Like the reviews for the Messenger have started dropping already. Everybody that I've seen so far has been loving that game. It is very like 8-bit Ninja Gaiden, and then changes to like 16-bit also. So I can't wait to check this game out. Like, I didn't realize how like goofy this game was. I thought it was like very serious and you see, you know, like, I mean, serious is like Ninja Gaiden, right? You get what I'm saying. I wasn't expecting any like corny jokes, anything like that. And here's this boss. If you guys haven't seen the video, I highly recommend watching. It's on Nintendo's YouTube channel, but here comes this boss and it looks like he's pretty big and he's wearing like this long cape. Right. And he's got his back to you. So all you see is just the head and the cape and he's pretty tall and he keeps getting lower and the cape keeps getting bunched up. And pretty soon there's this little tiny boss and he turns and faces you. And he's like smaller than your ninja. And I was laughing pretty hard at this, like this game, like where I was expecting like it to be, you know, maybe a little bit cookie cutter as far as just like, oh, it's going to be serious and, you know, ninjas. No, this game's not taking itself very seriously. And it also looks to be amazing. And, like I said, there are reviews out there right now you can check out. So I do recommend doing that. Yeah, that's it for the Nindies. And, so go check out, watch for yourself. It's only 15 minutes. You can see all the titles that were mentioned. And, I want to remind everybody, don't forget come November. If we don't get another Nintendo Direct before then, which I mean, my gut feeling is we're going to get something that's going to announce a 2D Mario. That's my gut feeling. Could be wrong. That's my gut feeling. But we also have the Game Awards, you know, which last year they announced Bayonetta 1, 2, and 3, and we're still waiting on 3. So who knows? We may find out Bayonetta 3 is going to be coming out early next year, like maybe February. I think it was around the same time that 1 and 2, the 1 and 2 port launched on the Switch. So we're still going to get more news from Nintendo. And really, they're still giving us so much more news than any other game company out there. So just enjoy all the stuff we have. It is a great time to be a Nintendo fan versus a couple years ago where it was just like, you just feel like you're in the desert going, water, water. It's not the case any longer. So, and I'm really stoked to see that these indie titles are doing so well, to find out that Blossom Tales sold 20 times more than Steam. That's really good news. It's really, really good news. So let's get to the talking points. All right. So this question came from I Dream in Dolby, and it is about Monster Hunter. And it says, since you can transfer characters, do you feel it's not a new game? Will new players be left behind by existing players? Will existing players hit endgame too fast and complain that there is nothing to do? Okay. So if Monster Hunter was your typical kind of RPG, I think the answer to a lot of these questions would be yes. Okay. And my son, for instance, who is a huge Monster Hunter fan, he's told me multiple times, I think I'm going to just start a new character and play fresh. And the nice thing about this game is you can transfer your character over and have multiple spots, right? So you could have a save spot that was your character from your 3DS, and then you can also have a new character if that's the way you want to do it. I went through this weekend and downloaded all of the DLC that they have given this game. So much stuff. So there's a ton of stuff to do here. This game to me is very, it's very community focused. And so I will go in. I've done this the whole time I've played Monster Hunter. I will start up I'll create a room and I will ask for help, and people that are higher levels will jump in and help me slay the monster I need for the gear that I need. And that was no different this weekend. I ended up a few times running with the same people over and over again. No voice chat. We just have to use the stylus and type in chat. And was able to just grind stuff out and start working towards gear. You do not get this gear quickly. Okay. So to answer your first question, do you feel it's not a new game? It is not a new game. There is added content to this game, but it is not a new game at all. It wouldn't be like whether I started fresh or add my character to it. This is like I've just moved my character from my 3DS to the Switch, and now I can play it on my TV, and now I can play it on a better screen handheld. So that's how I view this. As far as will new players be left behind by existing players, I'm going to say no. Not at all, because it's the existing players that can actually make the game a better experience for new players, because there's kind of a lot to take in with this game. You've got crafting to do, you're mining, you're collecting bugs, you're collecting plants, you are hunting, you're carving up monsters, you're trying to get everything you need to put gear sets together, and it can be a little daunting. So having people that are already experienced and that can kind of help along the way is truly the name of this game, is the name of the game for Monster Hunter. And I'm excited for the first time in the series, since I've been playing since 3, which there's been 3, 4 and Generations, I believe. There may be one others. I can't remember off the top of my head. But this is going to be the first time that I actually get to play the part of, like the Sherpa or whatever. I get to help out, and I'm really, really looking forward to that, because that means I get to jump in and fight weaker monsters and not have to be like standing back or being a little more cautious. I get to get in there and have some fun, because that's really what it's about. When you can finally level up and be able to take these monsters on, that's really where the fun unlocks. There's a lot of end game there. As far as just going in and like what used to take like a half hour can be cut in half or even down to 10 minutes when you're playing with the right people. I played with a guy who was level 999 and like just absolutely tore the monster apart. And it was a lot of fun because it was a different experience. You know, it's also fun to really have to work at it and make sure that there's teamwork and you can try to trap the monster, or maybe you need a tail because you need that piece that comes from the tail. So you have to cut the tail off. Like, it's a pretty deep game. So, you know, if you are overwhelmed by it, like, don't be afraid. I've got a, in the Discord, n64josh.com/discord, there's a spot to talk Monster Hunter. I have an article up on n64josh.com that kind of breaks down what the game's about. Like, it can seem a little bit daunting at first, but once you start to get the hang of it and you start getting into it, it is really, really a good time. It's a really good time. And so it will be a game that I'm streaming over the next few weeks. And I'm really excited to be able to help you guys get better gear and start to fight monsters on your own, where you don't feel way underpowered. This game, one of the things I was grinding for this weekend was the Master Sword, which I was able to get. Hylian Shield, those two come together. I was able to get everything, but they call them the hero's pants. So I have the hero's hat, which it's kind of funny because the guy I created, which I don't even remember doing this, has like a blonde beard. So it's like Link with a blonde beard, which, I mean, hey, that's cool. And so almost look identical to Link. You have these little cats with you called Palicos that will actually fight alongside you. So let's say you only go into a battle with two people, your Palicos will actually fight alongside you. So it's like giving you like bots. They're not as good as a human player, and they're not as good as a regular hunter, but they can throw out some heals sometimes, which is nice. They can maybe just attack the monster when you're trying to heal up, that kind of stuff. So but I was able to unlock the Wind Waker for my little Palico, and I'm close to actually unlocking Toon Link. So, and there's lots of other like Nintendo goodies tied to different Nintendo brands and Capcom brands, Mega Man, things like that. I don't want to spoil anything in case somebody wants to be able to open the menus and check it out. But there's a lot to this game, and I know I'm holding the Ultimate in my hand right now. I believe this is the Switch version will be the largest roster of monsters to ever be in a Monster Hunter game. So that's also saying something as well. And if you want to check the game out, it's nice that they put a demo out, but I don't know that it's not the best representation of the game, because you're going to find the gear that you like, you're going to find the armor that you like. And so you can kind of get a feel for the game, but just know that after I played the demo, the actual game is a better experience, and there's something with the demo, it kind of feels a little linear and whatnot. So I know I'm really trying to sell this game. Try the demo, see if it's for you. It doesn't seem like a game that I would be into, and I'm way into it. Like, I really, really enjoy playing this one. So I do recommend checking out Monster Hunter. So that is going to do it for this week's episode. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for being here with me live. I see Music Man Todd, Mr. Cool Red Luigi, Pudding, I Dream and Dolby, Kirby Geek, Ted 258, anybody else that's just lurking, guys. Thank you for being here. This has been fun. I did miss Eric. He will be back next Tuesday. Okay. So hopefully no crazy work stuff comes up like it did tonight. It's a bummer, but is what it is. I have a favor to ask of you guys. If you could do this for me, I would be in your debt. If you could share this podcast with somebody you think would enjoy it. You got some friends that are Nintendo fans. You're part of a Facebook group. You're part of wherever you share your content. If you enjoy this and you could share it, it would help me out so much, and I greatly appreciate that. All right. You guys are going to be able to follow me on Twitter at N64Josh. You can follow the Nintendo PowerCast at NPowerCast. The show notes for this episode, N64Josh.com/NPC123. Okay, episode 123. All right. You want to email the show? You got a question, comment, concern, topic? Email us, npc@n64josh.com. Okay. You want to get yourself a free book from Audible? Go to audibletrial.com/npc. Pick up something like Blood, Sweat, and Pixels, Console Wars, Super Mario, How Nintendo Conquered America. All great books. audibletrial.com/npc. Guys, the chair I'm sitting in is from OP Seat. Go to n64josh.com/OP Seat. There you will automatically save $10 at checkout, and all of their chairs and desks are on sale right now with their back to school sale. So go check them out. They're awesome, awesome chairs. I love my chair. If you want to check out my Patreon, get yourself an extra podcast. I'm actually going to do two this month. One launched last week, and it's available. You sign up now, you get access to all the past episodes. Just $1 gets you the podcast. $5 gets you video, and so on and so forth. There's a tier for a limited edition T-shirt that's going to come out. A new T-shirt will come out 4 times a year. So you can check out that tier. It's patreon.com/N64Josh. Come and join our Discord. Hang out. We're seeing new people every day. The community is growing. It's awesome. Such great people in there. It's n64josh.com/discord. If you're not on Discord, but you're on Facebook, we do have a Facebook group. You can go to n64josh.com/Facebook group. We're small little corner of Facebook, but we're growing. So come check that out. It's a good time over there. And lastly, guys, if you could rate and review on iTunes, I would greatly appreciate it. And we will see you on Thursday. Bye now.